11 dead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, from storms Friday that brought hurricane-force winds to several states.
There's been a lot of wind, both across the southern plains, extending from Texas and Oklahoma, across Arkansas and parts of Louisiana, and then into the southeast and Ohio Valley. Hundreds of wind damage reports, including several significant gusts over 75 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Aaron Gleason at the National Weather Service. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency. At least four people have been killed in Kentucky. Three more died in Alabama, struck by falling trees. In southeastern Michigan, blizzard-like conditions are forecast to linger for the next few hours and up to 10 inches of snow. Heavy snow also falling in a large portion of the New England states. Now convicted killer Alex Murdaugh has begun serving two life prison sentences for the murders of his wife and son. The judge in the case suggesting he would have imposed the death penalty had the state asked for it. But defense attorney Dick Harpudlian says the jury should never have been told about Murdaugh's financial crimes.
They had cast Alec as a despicable human being, and that was the reason they offered it in the first place. And we think the appellate courts will take a strong look at that.
Harpudlian says they will file an appeal of Murdaugh's conviction within days. A family tragedy in Itley, Texas, outside Dallas. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office says three children have been found dead, two others seriously injured in a home. The sheriff's office says there is a suspect in custody. They have not yet identified the suspect or the victims or suggested a motive for the killing, nor have they said how the children died, nor what their ages were. 2 weeks after suffering a brain aneurysm, actor Tom Sizemore has died at the age of 61. He did not regain consciousness after suffering that burst blood vessel on the 18th of February. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It was a month ago tonight that a freight train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, and started spewing a mix of toxic chemicals. The White House now says President Biden is planning to visit there sometime.
He's planning to go there at some point. What he's going to do is we're going to coordinate with state and local officials to make that trip occur.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president preparing to sign a bill stopping an overhaul of Washington, D.C.'s criminal code.
Even liberals in the nation's capital went too far for President Biden. The president ditched progressives as the D.C. City Council went soft on crime. Mr. Biden sparked an intra-party firestorm catching liberals by surprise. Some D.C. residents oppose Congress bigfooting local decisions. It's only the fourth intervention in D.C. affairs in more than 40 years. But Republicans believe the president tried to inoculate himself from attacks that he's weak on crime as he prepares to seek re-election. Crime spiked in Washington even as the city council tried to ease penalties for carjackings and burglaries. Car theft in D.C. climbed 111% this year, homicides up 36%.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. A man has been sentenced to federal prison in connection with a series of anti-Semitic assaults in New York City.
Saada Masood was sentenced to 18 months in prison Friday after pleading guilty to a federal hate crime conspiracy charge. He was arrested in June of last year after an incident at a pro-Palestinian demonstration in April. Masood punched and dragged a counter-protester at the event who was draped in an Israeli flag. Prosecutors say Masood also admitted to attacking a person wearing a Star of David necklace in May of 2021 and assaulting a man wearing a yarmulke a month later. In addition to his prison term, Masood was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wall Street ends the week higher, the Dow gaining 387 points Friday, NASDAQ up 226. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.